This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you find yourself in Erie, Pennsylvania, looking for a good cup of coffee, you've got a couple of choices. You could go to Starbucks. Sure, there's five or six of them in town, if you consider that good coffee. Or you could go to the only non-Starbucks coffee shop inside city limits. It's called Ember and Forge. Hannah Kirby, proprietor. She's 30, originally from Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, came to town first for college in engineering. Later, she got her MBA. She had a good job, too, doing engineer stuff at a manufacturing company in town, but decided she wanted something else.
So I came to Erie in 2006 to go to Gannon University here in downtown Erie. Fell in love with the people that were here. Really just decided, like, this is where I want to stay. I bought a house right out of college here inside the city limits. And it's, you know, kind of just has been my thing to, like, support this city and help it grow and develop. So when I chose it as my home, just made sense for me to, you know, build the business here in Erie. It's Ember and Forge. This building was built in 1851, and it originally was a chandlery. So the chandlery idea is where I kind of came up with the ember. So candles and that kind of whole flame fire aspect. And then the forge part of it comes from Erie's history as a manufacturing town. And then when we started looking at a little bit deeper, you know, we thought about what an ember was. It's the remnants of a once really blazing fire. And we thought that was just so appropriate for where Erie is. We have lost a lot of jobs and people see it as kind of a declining city, but really, you know, I see it as that, like, heart of a fire that really can be turned into flames so easily. You know, a lot of people say that Erie has a lot of potential, and it most certainly does, but saying that it has potential is it's not totally living up to it. And I think that Erie already is doing a lot. Growth is certainly welcomed, but I think that we have a lot to offer. You know, the younger generation, I feel like, you know, we don't expect to have those jobs that an older generation had. They have never existed for us. So where you come out of high school and, you know, work in a manufacturing job, and that is a wage that you're able to raise a family on. We've never had that opportunity. So we realize that, you know, we have to make those jobs that are family sustaining, life sustaining. People are starting to realize, younger generation specifically, that, you know, we're not going to be able to turn to our federal government. We're not going to be able to turn to our state government to build cities, and that, you know, really the cities are going to have to do it themselves. So it's really becoming more obvious that this is a growing city. You know, I hope that we can just be here for a long time, and what would make this dream, like, absolutely set in stone would be that two people come in and talk about an idea, come up with a plan inside these walls, and then execute it outside of them that really helps our city grow. That would be kind of the ultimate dream.
That was Hannah Kirby. She's the owner of Ember and Forge Coffee in Erie, PA. All the stories from our series, we call it The Big Promise, live online at marketplace.org.